Doug's Good Day program. Shall we be silly or serious in this hour of the Doug Good Day program? How about we have a little of both? Everybody ready for that?
Start out serious, and then let's
start
go silly.
Start out serious. Okay, ooh. I'm on channel 68 on Sirius. Is that serious enough for you, Reggie?
It works for me.
Or is that a little silly? Actually, I used to be on. I was one of the original voices on Sirius. They gave me stock, and then when Martha Stewart came along and wanted to pay them $800,000 a year for the channel that those of us who are independent broadcasters are on, guess who went? Guess who stayed?
Yeah, but she went to prison and you didn't.
I know. Well, that's a good thing, hopefully. All right, so let's get to some of the issues of the day here, the essence of our... Have I used essence twice already? I don't want to
be... You must really mean it.
I do mean it. I'm on to what's going on, into and on to what's going on. The story at DougStephan.com today about the man who for 25 years has eaten nothing but pizza. Dan Jansen is his name. Tells People magazine that his pizza-only diet gets two reactions from people. They either want to kill me or they think I'm a hero. Put yourself in his position. He's 38 years old. So 25 off of that means at 13, he started eating pizza. And for nearly every meal he has eaten, he doesn't eat breakfast. So basically, after he has his coffee in the morning, he starts with pizza for lunch and has another pizza, two pizzas a day. Day after day after
like
day.
Like full pizzas or like
day.
Pieces?
No. Full pizzas.
Wow.
Well, what?
Wow.
That can be a little misleading.
Well, this is different sizes of pizzas.
Sometimes we will make pizzas at home.
Yeah.
And the kids will make it themselves. And we will give them things like pita bread, wheat pita bread.
Yeah.
With a little bit of tomato sauce and cheese and with some healthy items to put on top. So does he mean he's going out to Domino's and eating pizza, or does he mean he orders it out.
Or cheese pizzas.
It's
cheese
all pizza cheese, from not Domino's. Anything, no toppings at all, Kenny, right?
Right.
Just I got a healthy prostate.
How do you eat the same food day in and day out?
I know. Got to be boring, right?
Oh, my God. What kind of a personality has this guy got? You got to wonder that. And what when he goes out on dates, is he married? Is this guy married?
Probably not.
He's engaged.
Really?
Really? Does his wife eat pizza every meal, too?
She'd have to.
Wife-to-be?
Yeah.
Really?
That's where they went for their first date.
Now, how big are these people? I'm looking at a picture of this guy. He's not big. Does he exercise a lot?
You know, a lot of times, monotonous diets actually make you lose weight, even if it's something like pizza. But if you eat the same thing... For whatever reason, I read an article about it not too long ago where the scientist said if you eat the same thing every day, no matter, it's less about what it is and more about that you're doing it every day at the same time and your body gets into a rhythm of it.
Really? And what in pizza, besides the bread, is bad for you?
Well, the bread's not, it depends on what the bread is. If it's gluten-free.
But in a Domino's pizza, what is bad for you?
Everything.
It's just how much you eat of it.
It's horrible. Domino's pizza, are you kidding? Never mind the wacko that owns the place, or used to, but... the stuff in the pizza, I mean, that's a very profitable product.
Preservatives, basically.
Yeah, right. Didn't we talk last week about the government? Yeah, the Natick Labs in Massachusetts are developing a pizza that the men and women in service in the field can use. They have tested a pizza that they leave out on the shelf for 3 years.
Yeah.
And it is not affected by what's in that pizza. Excuse me. Good Lord. That's not this guy. He's eating just regular pizzas, regular dough, tomato sauce, cheese, whatever it is. He says, I save on food. In today's foodie culture, with all the focus on organic and no preservatives and locally grown, you can go to the grocery store, spend $100 and get two meals. I get pizza for a week on that. He says it's cheaper. But a lot of his friends ask him questions about how it affects his health. He says he was diagnosed with diabetes, which runs in his family anyway, before he went on his pizza-only diet. Hasn't had any complications. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He exercises regularly, rides his bike a lot. He says, I understand that this is a disgusting diet. expecting me to be overweight. See, that's what I thought. Before I looked at his picture, I thought he'd be fat, have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Nope. He says, whenever I see the doctor, I tell him I have a terrible diet. I only eat pizza. He's had three different doctors over the years, done blood work on him. Cholesterol levels, blood pressure are great. I am fit and energetic, so he says. I'm sure when I'm 60, I'll drop dead of a heart attack, but right now, I'm fine. Why would you go through life and think and even keep that thought that you're going to drop dead at 60? What a foolish thought to have. I don't know whether it's foolish to eat pizza. I used to have, when I worked at the Friendly's store as a kid, I was a waiter and a chef. Can you imagine that? At a Friendly's restaurant. Imagine me. It was quite an experience. I did it in high school. And I did it actually for a little while when I went to college, too. Flipping burgers. It wasn't the finest moment. However, it was kind of fun for a while. There was a guy who came into the Friendly's every single day at exactly the same time. His name was Roger. He had on a green uniform, gray hair, and he had a plain hamburger on a plain bun every single day with a Coke. That's what he had every single day. A plain hamburger, plain bun, and a Coke. Every day. How many of you eat the same thing? Could we, when you have leftovers, do you eat pizza, for example? It's good in the morning for a breakfast, some say. I don't like it. I don't like pizza unless it's
cold pizzas.
I don't like it. There's a great little pizza place next to the movie theater here in Santa Monica on the 3rd Street Promenade called Stefano's. They have about as good a pizza as I can remember tasting anywhere. And I usually go in and get a mushroom and cheese slice after I go to the movies. It's just a lot of fun. $3, bingo. But I don't like to eat a lot of pizza because it weighs heavily on me. But it is, I admit to, it tasting really good. That's what most of us like about pizza, isn't it? Why would you order pizza if it didn't taste good? And then they're selling you on all of the benefits. It's got cheese in it. That's dairy. It's got vegetables. It's all that good stuff. Yum, yum, yum. Anyway, our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you how often you eat pizza. A, a couple times a week. B, a couple of times a month. C, once in a while. D, I hardly ever eat pizza. E, I can't remember the last time I had a pizza. I'm eating pizza right now. Oh, okay. So, check it out. We love to have tens of thousands of you every day take our polls at DougStefan.com.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibility.
Hi, it's Doug Stefan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Questions aren't always easy. They can be about tricky things like love or spelling. Those kinds of questions can mess you up. Look what they've done to the question mark. It's all twisted and weird like an exclamation point on the worst day of its life. Questions can be hard, but tax questions don't have to be. Because TurboTax has turned hard tax questions into simple questions about your year. Like, did you get married? Did you move? Did you get a new job? You know the answers to questions like that. So you can do your own taxes. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
Tonight, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally face in battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns tonight at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
All right, 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer,
yes,
and Roberta. By the way, there was an interesting technological breakthrough that occurred yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I thought the world ought to know about it.
You got Rich, Skype.
I did, in fact.
Was that the breakthrough?
Rich, it was. Richie, I called Richie, and I said, can you help me get Skype on my iPad?
He already had it.
Took us a couple of minutes to do.
Yeah, he got through it.
Bing, bang, boom. And I looked at Richie, and he looked at me. It was an exciting adventure into reality. You can do it. If I can do it, folks, you can do it. Okay, let's talk about the weather this year and the impact this has had on school districts and the number of days that youngsters spend in school. I believe the requirement that the feds put forth is 181 days, if I'm not mistaken. I think the requirement is 181 days a year you're supposed to be in public school. So the school year has been affected so much by the weather, a lot of people are trying to figure out how are we going to meet the government requirements. Do we extend the school day? Do we extend the school year? And it's not just this year. That discussion has been going on for the last couple of years. Matter of fact, some states have changed. I think in New York State, for example, Roberta, there are some districts that are extending the number of hours to 7, 7.5, even 8. And the complaint is that the school is being used as a sort of babysitter for the kids instead of being involved in really good school pursuits. So where do we, I mean, I'm looking at what Chris Christie said, especially in his State of the State address a while back. McGovernor of Michigan talking about it as well. Secretary of Education is talking about it. So it's not just about the weather. There are some people who think increasing the time students spend in the classroom gives children longer learning blocks to get more immersed in the studies. So your child goes to a public school, Roberta, but yet it's not the typical public school. How many hours a day does she spend in that school? Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Okay. Who's next?
My kids. Okay. I'm here.
Oh. You had my mic down.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, somebody did. Oh. Anyway, her school day started at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And it ended at 4. So it was a full 8-hour day.
8-hour day. And then what did she do after school in terms of the things she was expected to learn or participate in?
Well, since she was in a performing arts high school, after school there would either be clubs or there'd be rehearsal. Sometimes she wouldn't get home till 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
It's a long day.
Really? Wow.
A very long day, yep.
Jennifer, how long was your school day?
Usually like 8 to 2:30.
Mm-hmm. You think the school day should be longer?
No, I think that was good.
Really? All right, Kenny, what about yours?
Mine was also 8 to 2:30, and that was just fine.
Okay, so we wouldn't wish the extra hours on anybody that we liked, apparently. All right, food for thought, 21 after the hour of your day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
With the number one song during this week in 1980, a crazy little thing called love. Is it? You go crazy when you're really in love? I get crazy when I'm as crazy as I am right now, Richie.
This is their tribute to Rockabilly, Elvis, and some studios.
So, that's a good question, actually, to contemplate. Being in love versus loving someone. Rich, when you met Janet, how long did it take you to fall in love with her? What does it mean to you to fall?
A year.
Took you a year to fall in love with her.
Yeah, because we were very different from very different cultures and very different upbringings. But we're really not different. And it took us about a year to figure that out. And
how
we did.
Yeah, what is that?
We have the same values. We have the same interests in culture, even though she loves music. It was always Latin music, and I was rock and roll. And then we realized that we both love music. We both had the same values, how we would want to raise kids and how we were brought up. And once we kind of realized how much we were really, really alike, mm-hmm. There was that bond, and we just kind of grew to appreciate each other even more.
All right. So, Roberta, how many times in your life have you been in love versus loving someone of the opposite sex?
Ooh, in love. Three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Three or
passion,
four times.
How would you describe, other than being in love, what's the first word that comes to your mind to describe the relationship or how you felt about this other person?
Obsession.
Well, but I think that happens. I understand that.
It happens, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it does.
But Sting has that song, Every Breath You Take.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Think about it. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
That obsession.
Yeah. Kenny, what about you and you thought you were in love with your first wife, but that didn't, I mean, maybe your feelings because of age and experience had changed, but do you want to describe your feelings, how many times you've been in love, or was it really being in love when you had that sort of feeling?
Probably, I'd say three or four times. When I met Lisa, we were in an online writing group, and we were just both going through a tough time.
When you were writing what kind of stuff?
Fiction.
Really?
And we just kind of bonded because we were both going through difficult times in our lives, and it wasn't anything romantic.
Like Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock in Speed.
Yeah, they were both in the writing group.
Yeah, there was just
just like,
yeah.
Like,
I was just married to a bus that was about to blow up.
Or go off the road or over the bridge. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, you're the youngest person here with experiences of love?
I love people more than I have been in love with people.
Mm-hmm.
If that to make
people sense. In love, would you?
I mean, I love people. I love. I mean,
but I'm talking about romance.
My with
romance.
Being in love. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think I've even loved people that I've dated, but I haven't been in love with them. Probably, mm-hmm. But I think I've been maybe close to love, maybe once or twice. I've never had that crazy, like...
crazy little thing called love?
Where I have to be with you forever. That always dies after, like, the first couple months.
Well, you think that that's what happens in general? To that in-love feeling versus...
I don't think you're always in love with your partner. I think that it goes... I think it goes in ebbs and flows, kind of. I mean, that would be how I imagine it. I just think I kind of tend to go after the wrong person.
Well, it's a very interesting thing. I like looking at my daughter and her husband and thinking how, although I don't want to know too much, but they are in love.
You're a creepy dad right now.
Well, I just think they're in love, that's all. And I think I found what real love is for the first time in my life. So I think it depends on how you define it, probably as much as anything else. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon2.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thanks very much for all of your participation, the various things that we're involved in here on the Good Day program. We're aiming at trying to inform you as to what's going on in the world, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I think maybe one of the things that I find ugly, the way that people who participate or who support businesses get sort of crapped on. That's kind of vulgar, I guess. But you get the
descriptive, though.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of, in a sense. There are a couple of stories this week involving those of us who are frequent travelers, and I find some of these things to be distracting at best. By the way, Dr. Joy Brown is going to be with us in a few minutes. We're going to talk about gratitude. Meanwhile, American Airlines, taken over by the management of U.S. Airways, is falling more and more into that bucket of grease that is sort of the never-ending fall into mediocrity. Never mind that they have 200 crap can Airbuses on order, but the policies, I feel that I'm a almost 2 million mile rider with American, and I've been very loyal to them, and I'm tired of fighting with them about everything. That's really what it's become as members of the various, they call it the elite. Isn't that what they call it when you have, you're a platinum person or whatever the other, the various frequent flyer programs. And, you know, I've spent a lot of money, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars with American over the years. And every time there's a question or a problem, the other day I get an upgrade for a trip I'm taking next week. And they normally charge you $75 to move up front. Okay. So because I have a certain stature in their program, they're not supposed to charge me twice for the same thing they charge you once. Mm-hmm. But because I didn't ask them, and because nobody said anything, they charged me twice. So it was a good thing I was checking my MasterCard to see that they charged me twice, and they went back, oh, we made a mistake. How many times does that happen? And why aren't you watching? Why are we arguing all the time with our best customers? They have decided, the new management, to eliminate bereavement fares. U.S. Air was the only airline in the country that didn't have some sort of bereavement fare. The other two major legacy airlines that were four, Northwest and Delta and United and Continental, all have some form or did have some form of bereavement. So if somebody dies,
they were a joke anyway. They were a joke anyway.
You had to argue with them about it.
It was really like 10%.
Yeah.
And then you had to show a death certificate.
And you had to show a death certificate. And, you know, it's a last-minute fare, and usually that last-minute fare, you know, a fare that would normally be $300 could be $800, $900, and they give you 10% off, like, big deal.
Ladies, It is...
It's a joke.
It's a serious joke. But anyway, the announcement was made that American would not do this anymore. And it's sort of just, again, the government keeps saying, because of the patronage that comes from these big corporations, oh, yeah, the merger is going to be great. We'll have better service and the fares will be better, blah, blah. Of course, that's not true at all. I used to pay, at this time of year, an average of $300 to $350 to do a round trip from Boston to L.A. I haven't gotten one fare that was that price all winter. As a matter of fact, in certain circumstances, I've paid twice that much because they've eliminated the flights, more of the direct flights. And you see that all the time. From Boston to West Palm Beach, it used to be Delta, U.S. Air, American at a time, and also TWA, ran three or four, each of them, direct flights a day from Boston to West Palm Beach in the wintertime. Because there are tens of thousands of people that are going back and forth. There's only one airline now, and it's JetBlue. They offer three flights a day. Otherwise, you got to go through Atlanta on Delta, or Charlotte on U.S. Air, or American through New York City. And it takes 2.5 hours longer to do that. How are people served better by that? How is that better service? So now the news comes from Delta today that they are changing their frequent flyer program. Starting at the end of the year, they will be favoring passengers who buy the most expensive tickets instead of those who fly the most miles. This is to obviously get people to spend more money, or to make those who spend more money as business travelers, the people that, as we were just talking, Roberta made the reference to last-minute bookings. You do. You pay for what you can buy 2 weeks ahead of time, maybe $300. If you walk up, this has happened to me also in the last few days. I had to change a lot of stuff around. And from $300 to $800, they are happy to charge you that kind of money, and they get away with it. This is a pretty amazing reality, and in my mind, it would keep me from flying Delta. I would be absolutely the last airline I go to is Delta. But you look at all of them, and Southwest is nothing special anymore. Virgin America, you got entertainment on it, but the seats are uncomfortable and they're too close together. They're all the same now. And it's just it is not only in that business, but any business where the government has basically turned a blind eye to this stuff. You can find it in any other business that's sort of competing. Look at Time Warner and Comcast. What's going to be the effect of that on what you pay for cable service? Mm-hmm. Now it's outrageous. Both of them are outrageous.
And
how much more outrageous?
Networks too, because now they're going to have so much control over what programming costs are, and they're going to say that it's for the customer's benefit, but it's not for the customer's benefit. They'll be charging the programmers less. They'll be paying less to programmers, and they'll be charging customers more. You wait and see.
Yeah. I love this statement that American came out with yesterday. Said it was making the change to have a single consistent program for the two airlines. It said customers can buy changeable and refundable tickets, and they can apply future reservations to a last-minute flight and be eligible to waive the fee, which is now $200. You know how much time it takes for them to change a ticket? 2 minutes. And they charge you $200. And now, I mean, they all are doing that now, with the exception, I think, of Virgin and Southwest. I believe everybody else is either $150 or $200 to change your ticket. If something happens, they even try to whip me for that because the flight was canceled due to weather. Well, you're changing your itinerary, you have to pay $200. I had to go to a supervisor and argue for 5 minutes about that. You think that's a way to encourage people to use your product, whatever it may be? How would you like it if I said, you want to listen to this program? It'll cost you $2 more to listen to it in real time. Forget the podcast, though, at Podcast Monday.
They would pay it for this program.
Really? Yeah, with or without you on it?
With me on it.
$5 more with Roberta.
Really? How much more for Jennifer?
$10 more.
There's a Groupon for that.
Yeah. How much more for Richie? nothing, huh?
I was waiting for him to give his own answer. Come on.
All right, exactly. All right, well, anyway. So, Dr. Joy Brown, in a minute, we have a focus on gratitude. Increase your gratitude. How do you do that? You know, I've said we have this gratitude thing at facebook.com/Good Day Show. What are you grateful for? I think that there are so many different ways we can express our gratitude, but are you doing it and are you serious about it? And what are the benefits of you expressing your gratitude? We'll talk to Joy about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While the holidays are over, there is still plenty of time remaining in winter travel season. Whether you are looking to get out of the cold or ski the slopes, make sure your trip doesn't break the bank. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Booking flights, hotels, and car rentals well in advance for winter travel can help you get the best price. Also, using a flexible travel rewards credit card can help offset travel costs. Many travel rewards cards limit points purchases to airfare or black out the dates you want to travel. However, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card has the flexibility you need with the freedom to use points as you wish, from ski rentals to attractions. It's simple to earn points, and they add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, you'll automatically earn an annual 10% customer points bonus on your total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call. ClickGranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
15 before the hour, a few minutes here with Dr. Joy Brown, to whom you may listen every day, noon to 3. You can find her on her website, drjoy.com, or you can call her on the air noon to 3 Eastern Time with your question, 855-99-DR-JOY. I wonder how many people ask you questions that could be perceived to be positive, Joy, like how to increase your gratitude quotient. I think we were talking about this off the air. Or no, I'm talking about it on the air, too. The grateful idea, the idea of going to Facebook.com/, in my case, Good Day Show, posting something every day for which we are grateful. A lot of people are confused by this. A lot of people are complacent. A lot of people take a lot of things for granted. And so when somebody comes up short one day, like, and I don't mean to use Richie as a punching bag here, because I think he's always been pretty even keeled, except when we argue about things we have to do on the program. But he had cancer. And whether or not, we've talked a lot about a lot of different things. I don't know, Richie, whether you think you became more aware, more grateful for the things in your life. When you went to the bathroom or you looked in the mirror, did you consciously come to the conclusion of how many things you were conscious about that you were grateful for in your life?
Not as much as I was grateful for the experience to go through being able to fight something off like this and to prove that I could and to show my family, my brothers, who are you know, the same age as I am or right around there, and friends who might be scared if they were to go through this, that, listen, this is something you can absolutely beat if you handle it right. And I tried to do that because I wasn't scared for me as much as I was scared for everybody else.
Uh-huh. All right. So, Joy, in that backdrop, why do you think people don't appreciate what they have until they lose it? Not Richie has a grip on that, but a lot of people don't.
Well, I think it's not necessarily being venal. I think it's just we get caught up in the day-to-dayness of our life. And, you know, the example I give
is...
Well, it's not so much an excuse. I think it becomes that gratitude can be the same habit as cynicism. It obviously works better. So I think it's just about training yourself to do it. And I think there are people who do it, if not naturally, at least perhaps easily. But I think it is a learned skill to a very large extent for most of us, and just a reminder. But, I mean, there's also the sort of human factor. Doug, you know, if you get 100 emails and 99 suggest that your program is the best thing they've ever heard, and one says, boy, this is really stupid, the one that you're going to take to heart, or most of us do, is the one. So that negative, and program directors will tell you that not only do they get many more people complaining about a program than they do praising it, but they also tend to remember it more. I mean, there's an energy behind negativity, unfortunately, but we also can train ourselves and can kind of realign our resources around the positive as well. And just as you say, getting up every day and saying, okay, you know, what do I have to feel grateful for? And we know that it's not only nicer to be around, but it's healthier. We live longer, our immune system responds better, fewer wrinkles. It's just a better thing to do.
The essence of doing it better, there's an insincerity sometimes that goes with gratitude being expressed by some people. But understanding or recognizing and appreciating people that oftentimes we either ignore or don't pay as much attention to. I don't know if it's just about people, though. I think there's a combination of things, isn't it, in terms of gratitude?
Yeah, I mean, I think that exactly as Rich points out, that he was grateful for something very different than maybe you or I would have focused on. So I think gratitude truly is in the eye of the beholder. And I think whatever you're grateful for is fine. But I think just reminding yourself, just not even for somebody else's, and I don't think it has to be something out loud, because sometimes gratitude can sound like bragging. Well, I'm so grateful that my kids are all at Harvard and my house payment and I just won the lottery.
Who cares?
You know, well, it's not that. It's that gratitude, I think, is a personal statement. Unless we're saying to somebody, I'm so grateful that you're in my life. I'm so grateful that I have this friendship. I am so grateful. But, you know, I have friends who say, look, a day above ground, day well spent. You know, don't worry about anything else.
Right.
Make sure you're on the right side of the grass.
No dirt on my face today.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, you know, no grass underneath my feet, not over my head. I'm okay.
Food for thought from Dr. Joy Brown. 855-99-DR-JOY. Anytime there's ability to leave a message there and ask a question, or go online to drjoy.com. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Reaction continues to the decision by Arizona's governor on a controversial bill. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, SB 1062. We've heard plenty about this bill in recent days. It passed just last week by the Arizona legislature and would, if it had become law, allow businesses in the state to refuse service to gay patrons or others based on the religious beliefs of the business. The measure was strongly condemned by politicians of both parties, by major companies, even the NFL was jumping in, reportedly considering taking away next year's Super Bowl from Arizona, which is scheduled to host the big game in Glendale. Late yesterday, Governor Jan Brewer announced she had vetoed the bill. Her decision met with this reaction from a group that backed the bill, the Family Research Council.
This is apparently now how we pass or defeat legislation in this country. We threaten to take away a Super Bowl or some sporting event, and we pass all kinds of wild claims around.
That's Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, who accused critics of either ignoring the plain language of the bill or refusing to read it at all. On the other side, Brianna Pantaleone is with the group Hero Phoenix.
The fact that the people have spoken and that the governor listened to the people of Arizona is an absolute relief, and we are so glad that she made the right decision.
Pantaleone and other members of Hero Phoenix camped out on the Capitol lawn in Phoenix for a week, urging a veto. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our new industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our new complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th can you also take advantage of a 2-month payment credit on many models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
On Wall Street, marginal gains for stocks yesterday. The Dow finished 19 points higher to 16,198. NASDAQ gained 4 points. S&P basically flat. Yet another polar jet stream is socking much of the U.S., leaving millions of people doing this. Shivering. Across the northern plains, the upper Midwest, and Great Lakes, temperatures have plunged some 15 to 30 degrees below normal. Besides the bitter cold, a heavy dose of snow is also on the way. Forecasters say snow will fall over a distance of 1,500 miles tomorrow and Saturday, affecting, are you ready? Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., New York City, and Boston. Some of these areas could see anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow as this winter of misery continues. Elsewhere, powerful storms slamming into Northern California, bringing much-needed rain to the San Francisco Bay Area and snow to the Sierra Nevada mountains. However, we're told it won't do much to break the severe drought conditions in that region. And finally, a quick question for you. Have you ever found a coin on the ground? Sure you have, but it's nothing compared to what a Northern California couple found. This husband and wife were out walking their dog earlier this month when they noticed something shiny on the ground. They started digging. It turned out to be a metal can.
They used a stick to get it out of the ground, carried it home, and it was really heavy. They thought maybe it was full of lead paint. When they popped the cap off of the can, they actually saw the edge of a gold coin.
That's currency expert David McCarthy with the Kagan Company. Turns out there was more than one gold coin in that can, and there were 8 metal cans in all that were buried. Lots and lots of authenticated gold coins dated from 1847 to 1894.
The truth is, this is a once in a 3 or 4 lifetime kind of deal.
Come on, come on. How much are we talking about here?
A little bit over 1,400 coins. The overall value looks to be in excess of $10
million. $10 million! Not the type of coins you take to the coin counting machine at the supermarket either. If you did that, the company that owns those machines take 9% off the top, which would be 900 grand with these gold coins. Anyway, this husband and wife wish to remain anonymous. They won't reveal where they live in order to prevent their property from being overrun by prospectors. Meanwhile, many of us are getting to work ourselves. I'm spending the rest of the day today in my backyard with my good pal, the Jackhammer. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
From Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it, Walt.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.